Guided heart work. In doing heart work, it is very important that you are physically comfortable. As much as possible, you need to be able to forget about holding your body in any particular position so that you can focus all your attention on your internal process. First, make your environment as comfortable as possible. How's the temperature? Is it too warm or too cool? Adjust the temperature to your liking. How about the lighting? Is it too bright or dim in the room? Adjust the lighting. Keep going with this process, being aware of and adjusting all the factors that contribute to your maximum physical comfort. Now, where in the room would you be most comfortable? In that location, find the most comfortable position you can be in. You may be most comfortable sitting erect, slouching, lying down on your back, side, or stomach, or in some other position. Ask your body what position it would most like to be in right now and settle into that position. Now close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and allow yourself to relax as much as you can for now. If you have difficulty letting go of some of the surface tensions, just watch your breath come in and go out for a few minutes until you feel as relaxed as you can be at this time. In the heart work you are about to do, it is very helpful to adopt an open, friendly, and curious attitude towards whatever you encounter on your inward journey. This welcoming attitude will allow you to witness your process non-judgmentally, making it easier to fully experience whatever you discover. Now define your issue as clearly and concisely as possible. Or you can ask yourself what it is that you would like to change as a result of doing heart work today. Or if you could have one wish granted, what would it be, whether or not you believe it's possible? If something is demanding your attention that seems irrelevant to the problem you thought you wanted to work on, trust it and go with that issue. Now notice where in your body you experience this issue. You may experience it as tension, stress, anxiety, blocked energy, pain, etc. See if you can pinpoint the exact physical location in your body where this problem seems to center itself. Keeping your attention focused in this inner feeling space, observe what you experience in this area of your body in as much detail as possible. If you have difficulty getting in touch with what is happening inside the space, it may be helpful to ask curious questions like, what is the feel of this thing? What's it like? What does this part of me want to say? Or, how big is it? What's its shape? What color is it? What is it made of? What is the texture of its surface? What does it smell like? Now slowly and carefully, with great interest, move your awareness towards and ultimately into the very center or point of greatest intensity of this feeling space. You may find it helpful to follow these steps. Start by allowing yourself to experience the energy being given off by the feeling space. Can you get close enough to it with your awareness to feel the kind of energy that is coming out of it? Kind of like when you walk past a hot oven, you feel the heat coming out of it. What is coming out of this place inside you? Then, see if you can make direct contact with the surface of the space. Can you get close enough to this thing inside yourself to actually touch the surface of it with your awareness? What is it like? How does it feel? Now, move into the surface layer. Can you find a way to enter into the surface layer of this thing, to get inside it, to become one with it, to experience what this surface layer is like from the inside, to get to know exactly what it is made of, what indeed it actually is? Take your time with this. You want to fully experience every step of this journey so that you will begin to see exactly how this human body-mind really works. Who you are, who you really are, beyond all your ideas, beliefs, and images of who and what you are. Pause here for a minute or two. Feel what this surface layer is like, what it's made of. Get to know it well, so that you can enter into it at will and not have to avoid it in the future. Now move through this layer into the interior while still being in contact with the surface, only this time from the inside of it as opposed to the outside of it. What's it like to be inside of it? How does it feel? What do you sense in this space? Rest here for a few minutes and let yourself be. Allow whatever wants to come into your awareness to arise, any thoughts, feelings, images, memories, sensations, etc. And when you're ready, let go of your grip on the surface layer and let yourself be drawn inwards, downwards, or towards the center, bottom, or other end of this space. Let yourself be drawn in by the yearning that informs the issue, very much as if a magnet were drawing you towards something. Let yourself go through layer after layer of this inner feeling space, slowly and with great awareness, allowing whatever wants to be revealed to you to come into consciousness. As you engage in this process of letting go with awareness more and more deeply into this space, you may become aware of reluctance, resistance, hesitation, fear, etc., preventing you from entering into the next layer. Work with the barrier, gently and patiently softening into the resistance. Or you may find a different way to get through the barrier, such as plunging into it, embracing it, merging with it, being filled by it, looking directly at or into it, caring about or surrendering to it. Ultimately, it makes no difference what means you use. The moment you make the decision to face the barrier directly, the barrier begins to open by itself. Keep letting go through layer after layer until you get all the way to the center, bottom, and or other side of the inner space, or until you have gone as far as you feel you can go at this time. If this process of letting go into the space doesn't feel natural to you, there is another way to work with this longing inside you. Instead of letting go into it, allow whatever you're experiencing in your inner feeling space to very gradually spread out until, ultimately, it fills your entire being. Do this by making contact with the yearning that is behind the issue, where it is alive in your body, and then allowing it to expand beyond its current boundaries, a fraction of a millimeter at a time, until its energy fills every cell of every space within your body-mind. Do this at your own pace, but don't stop anywhere until you are completely filled. Or you can experiment with using both the letting go into and the allowing to expand processes simultaneously to see what that does. Again, allow the process to go as far as possible for this time. When you have gone as far as you can, rest in this space for a while. Let yourself remember what you went through to get here, so that you can find your way back whenever you want to. And from this place, look back at where you began this journey. Start with the problem you wished to change, as you originally defined it, and see how the work you have done relates to that problem. See how and why you created the issue, how you moved out of this place of wholeness, connectedness, and peace, forgot your deepest truth, and became lost in fear, confusion, and delusion. See how you can relate differently to this issue when it arises in the future. And let yourself know that you can always return to this place whenever you are willing to take however long it takes to come back home again. Now check and see if you wish to go further in your process, or if you are satisfied you have gone as far as you can for now. If you wish to go further, repeat any of the previous steps that would take you deeper. If not, do whatever you need to do in order to complete this experience.